Andy Hetzel's back from vacation on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity to come on.
No problem. All right. Is this story true?
Well, I want to put it into context for all your listeners. So what Medigap is it's voluntary coverage that people who are receive their benefits through Medicare can buy from any insurance company that offers it, not just Blue Cross. But Blue Cross is the only insurance company in Michigan that's required to discount our plans for Medigap. So the state of Michigan puts a 1% assessment on our revenue, and we are required to collect that assessment from our customers and then apply the money we collect to discount our Medigap premiums. So the discount is a little bit over $70 a month. And the assessment totals over a couple hundred million dollars a year, and that's paid by businesses and other consumers that have Blue's coverage. And about 200,000 seniors in Michigan receive our Medigap plans. And who we're talking about here are about 8,900 who may or may not live outside the state of Michigan. Earlier this year, the Attorney General and the Insurance Commissioner made the right decision by saying that people who live outside the state should not receive a benefit that is paid for by insurance ratepayers who live inside the state. So what we're trying to do is administer this, and we've sent notifications to people that, based on public records, we believe live outside the state of Michigan for most of the year, asking them to clarify their residency. And the insurance commissioner has extended the deadline for that. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that we get it right, that we charge the right rate to the right people. And if you live inside the state of Michigan, you're going to pay a different rate, a lower rate, than if you live outside the state. So we're just trying to clear that up.
So, Andy, the Blues' perspective, 30 days was enough, but the state didn't see it that way?
Well, we started the process of reaching out to our members. Those are the members that received letters, and some of them did complain to the insurance commissioner. And then the insurance commissioner, Mr. Clinton, did respond to that by ordering us to extend our period of administrative review over their residency to mid-October. So we're in the process of complying with that. Again, Blue Cross is uniquely regulated by the insurance commissioner, so we do what he says. And so we're making sure that we have the same goal here, Tony, and that is to make sure that people who live outside the state of Michigan don't receive the same benefit as people who live inside the state, because the benefit is paid for by companies who reside within Michigan who have Blues coverage.
Is extending the time period from 30 to 90 days fair from your perspective?
Oh, sure. We want to make sure, again, that we get it right, that the people are charged the right rate based on where they live. And, you know, this is part of the regulatory process that we go through with all of our rates, Tony. Blue Cross is regulated by the insurance commissioner across the board. And unlike other insurance companies in the state, we comply with the insurance commissioner's orders. And this is just one more act of compliance. And we're happy to do it because we have the same goal. We want to make sure that people in Michigan get the rate that they're supposed to pay, and the people that live outside the state get the rate that they're supposed to pay.
And Andy, for folks to be considered a resident, they must live here at least 6 months of the year, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Anything else new going on with the Blues?
No, that's about it. We're doing a lot of things in a lot of different parts of the state, Tony, and if we had a half an hour, I'd be happy to talk to you and your listeners about all that Blue Cross has going on. But I'd be happy to come back on another time and, you know, talk about our commitment to health and wellness and, you know, childhood obesity prevention and all that stuff. But I'm sure your time's limited with me this morning.
All right, Andy Hetzel, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you, Tony.